50. Hermann Fleischer wiped his face and neck with a hand towel and then looked at the sodden material. God, how he hated the Rufiji Basin. As soon as he entered its humid and malodorous heat, a thousand tiny taps opened under his skin and out gushed the juices of his body. And the prospect of an extended stay aroused in him a dark resentment for all things, but especially to this young snob who stood beside him on the foredeck of the steam launch. Hermann darted a glance at him now. Cool he looked, as though he were sauntering down Unter den Linden in June. The shimmering white of his tropical uniform was unwrinkled and dry, not like the thick corduroy that bunched damply at Hermann's armpits and crotch. Mother of a dog, it would start the rash again. He could feel it beginning to itch, and he scratched at it moodily, and then checked his hand as he saw the lieutenant's smile. How far away from Blücher? And then, as an afterthought, he used the lieutenant's surname without rank. How far, killer? It was as well to keep reminding the man that, as the equivalent of a full colonel, he far outranked him. Around the next bend, Commissioner. Killer's voice carried the lazy inflection that made Fleischer think of champagne and opera houses, of skiing parties and boar hunts. I hope that Captain von Kleiner has made adequate preparation to defend her against enemy attack. She is safe. For the first time, there was a brittle undertone to Killer's reply, and Fleischer pounced on it. He sensed an advantage. For the last 2 days, ever since Killer had met him at the confluence of the Ruhaha River, Hermann had been needling him to find a weakness. Tell me, Killer. He dropped his voice to an intimate, confidential level. This is in strict confidence, of course. But do you really feel that Kapitän von Kleiner is able to handle this situation? I mean, do you feel that someone else might have been able to reach a more satisfactory result? Ah, yes, that was it. Look at him flush. Look at the anger stain those cool brown cheeks. For the first time, the advantage was with Hermann Fleischer. Commissioner Fleischer. Killer spoke softly, but Hermann exulted to hear his tone. Kapitän von Kleiner is the most skillful, efficient, and courageous officer under which I have had the honor to serve. He is, furthermore, a gentleman. So? Hermann grunted. Then why is this paragon hiding in the Rufiji Basin with his buttocks shot full of holes? And then he threw back his head and guffawed in triumph. At another time, sir, and in different circumstances, I would ask you to withdraw those words. Killer turned from him and walked to the forward rail. He stood there staring ahead, while the launch chugged around another bend in the river, opening the same dreary vista of dark water and mangrove forest. Killer spoke without turning his head. There is the Blücher, he said. There was nothing but the sweep of water and the massed fuzzy heads of the mangroves below a hump of higher ground upon the bank. The laughter faded from Hermann's chubby face as he searched, and then a small scowl replaced it, as he realized that the lieutenant was baiting him. There was certainly no battle cruiser anchored in the waterway. Lieutenant, he began angrily, and then checked himself. The high ground was divided by a narrow channel, not more than 100 yards wide, fenced in by the mangrove forest, but the channel was blocked by a shapeless and ungainly mound of vegetation. He stared at it, uncomprehendingly, until suddenly, beneath the netting that was festooned with branches of mangroves, he saw the blurred outline of turrets and superstructure. The camouflage had been laid with fascinating ingenuity. From a distance of 300 yards, the Blucher was invisible.